T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Installation, which will anchor a $1 billion energy and innovation park in New Britain. And Mark Wick is part of the development group, EIP LLC, M-O-U-S-E, which is proposing to build that. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
How exciting a day is this for you to get this underway?
Oh, it's very exciting. We've been at this project for a very long time, working with public sector and private sector individuals and getting everybody aligned. And a project of this scope and scale takes a lot of time to put all the pieces together.
God. You know, there are a couple things that are unique about this facility. And one is, of course, you're using fuel cells, which I think is a great option if you're looking for green energy. I mean, it's a great source. And it's steady, it's reliable, and it works.
Well, and it's a clean, environmentally sound way to generate energy. And from a footprint standpoint, we're able to generate 20 megawatts of power, which is a significant amount of power, in 40,000 square feet of old industrial space. We get to reuse this industrial space, reuse the infrastructure that's there. It sort of makes a lot of sense in certain applications, and this is certainly one of them.
Yeah. Why did your group decide on New Britain?
Yeah, good for you.
Well, it was really the site. We didn't decide. We uncovered some of the unique aspects of the Stanley site, having to do with infrastructure, having to do with the nature of the buildings, electrical, all of the industrial components that made Stanley the company it was, and all of these unique traits of the site made it really a kind of a no-brainer to figure out how to use it, and we're able to reuse a lot of that infrastructure, which drives down the cost.
That helps.
We don't have to build it new.
Well, what does EIP stand for?
Energy and Innovation Park.
See, there it is, right there. Okay.
Right.
It's pretty simple, actually.
And sort of in the name is we start with energy, and energy and energy policy and the energy project are really driving the innovation and driving the rest of the development. So this first phase, this 20 megawatt project that was through an RFP process run by DEEP, puts us in a very good place to do this major economic development project. And, we're very excited about it.
This kind of project, is this something that's gone on elsewhere and it's a first-time Connecticut deal, or is this unique to planet Earth?
Well, I think a little bit of the latter. It's a little unique. The 20 megawatts of fuel cells will be the largest indoor installation in the world. Not the largest installation. There is a Doosan installation in South Korea that's a little bit larger from a megawatt perspective.
Right.
We look at the overall project to be a market leader, including the data center and the size of the data center as well, being all self-powered.
Because it was an industrial facility, did you have to do much remediation?
No, because. And I'll tip my hat to Stanley again. The way that they built things is we're going to be reusing a lot of things, and this is a construction kickoff, not a groundbreaking. So we really don't have to go into the ground.
So it was almost, well, it wasn't latchkey ready, but it was close to it.
We need to renovate the buildings, new roof, elevators, things like that. From the data center side, for the fuel cell perspective, we're doing demolition, and it's sort of a building renovation as opposed to a site remediation. There's abatement that has to happen, not remediation.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more with Mark, and Mayor Aaron Stewart will join us via the telephone as we talk about the big event taking place today in New Britain. 8:47 on the morning show, Ray and Joe.
All right, Joe, we are busy this morning, and this is actually some good news. I'll give that to you.
Yeah, this is in New Britain, as we've talked about with Mark Wick, who's part of the development group EIP LLC, which is going to build a $1 billion data center project at the site of the former Stanley Works manufacturing plant. Governor Lamont, Mayor Stewart, DEEP Commissioner Katie Dykes, and Speaker of the House Joey Simits will take time off from coaching his Berlin High football team. Will
I guess he is in season.
Be
isn't
there
he?
With members of EIP and LLC. How long of a building project is this going to be, Mark?
Well, the first phase, the 20 megawatt fuel cell, that is really the construction kickoff right now. We are anticipating that we will be fully commissioned and putting power into the grid by the end of 2020. And the data center build out is probably going to be about a 5-year process. So data centers are sort of built out in phases. And so it's not you come in and sort of build 10 or 20 megawatts and you build and you sort of gradually build that out from a modular perspective.
What's the biggest problem that you face in renovating a building like this? What's the biggest logistical thing?
Sort of the change in technology that exists, where the some of the code requirements from fire health and safety have changed a lot. We're not really running into that many problems on the building side.
Right. That's good.
And from the initial phase. We're able to sort of put everything inside this manufacturing building. The fuel cells are fairly compact. We're actually putting 44 of the individual units. They're almost like shipping container boxes.
Cool.
And they come in, they roll in, and we'll have 44 of them lined up inside the old manufacturing space.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we welcome in one of our favorites, the mayor of the Hardware City, New Britain, Aaron Stewart. Mayor, good morning. How are you? It's a big day again. You're having a lot of these big days in your city.
You're
cutting
a lot of ribbons, girl. Hello, where are you? I'm looking for you. There you are. How many ribbons have you cut in the past month?
Too many to count. But okay.
That's good, though. That's good,
see? That things are happening in New Britain, and this is, I think, the biggest and most exciting project we've got.
Listen to her.
What excites you the most, Mayor, about the project as it gets underway starting today?
Well, this has been, I don't know if Mark mentioned this, but it's been, 8 to 10 years in the making? So it's taken quite a long time to get us here today. All four phases, this is a $1 billion investment in the city of New Britain and the state of Connecticut that has the ability to generate thousands of jobs, good, well-paying jobs, 21st century green jobs, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's most exciting about this.
And I believe there are, about 3,000 jobs that will be involved here, ultimately?
At the end of the day, yes.
Okay, and it'll be a great time for a Capital Lunch. So should boost their business.
And hopefully many others that will pop up with it. I think that the impact in the community will be incredible, and I said this from day one, that this will be transformative for whatever community that it goes into, and no matter where you would put this development, it will transform the community, and the city of New Britain is lucky enough to be home to the Future Energy and Innovation Park. Today is so... it's very special to all of us because it's been many years in the making. It's finally happening, but this is marking a new era for the city of New Britain as well. And, we've once been known as the Hardware City.
Right.
I think we're calling us today the new Hardware City with this data center.
That's works.
Cool.
Obviously, the availability of the building was a key to Mark's group choosing New Britain, but there has to be other things that your city is doing that's enabling you to get projects like this.
Sure, and I think it's working with the very closely with different business owners in order to incentivize them and entice them to come here. It's no secret, we have to go above and beyond to be competitive with our neighboring towns, but also in this case, our neighboring states. I mean, and all across the nation, this is a unique project of its kind, and a lot of the togetherness that had to be had with the state, with DECD, with the city, with Energy and Innovation Park LLC, came with having to ensure that we were competitive when it comes to pricing and taxes. And yes, that comes with providing incentives and oftentimes abatements, but to be able to afford doing a project of this magnitude in Connecticut.
Right. Yeah, let me ask you, what does a data center do? I mean, I know that sounds kind of stupid, but I just wonder.
It's not. And you know, listen, I do not pretend to be
I got somebody who knows.
when they first came into my office to tell me about the project, and Mark can attest to this, they came in with binders, you know, inches thick, and I'm looking at them and my head is spinning. And I said, well, you got to explain this to me in layman's terms. What is it? And finally, he looked at me and he says, the cloud. Just think about the cloud living in New Britain.
Oh, so that's what you do.
Mark, how have data centers changed since you guys, since they first came out of the radar?
Well, that's a very good question, and data centers have changed. And it's a very antiquated view to think of data centers as data storage facilities.
Okay.
I mean, data centers are critical to everyday day-to-day commerce in terms of what you do, in terms of seeing everything that you use. Your iPhone uses a data center. There's a metric out there that says your smartphone uses as much electricity as a refrigerator over the course of the year, based on all of the equipment that is required in order to make that work, back into data centers.
Right.
And so really nothing gets done in the modern economy without data centers. It's data in, data out, and the expectation and the growth curve of that is staggering and a little scary from the electricity it requires as well as being able to find the right spaces for it.
Will you have to use other sources of electricity, or can the fuel cells do it?
We're anticipating using fuel cells as a primary power, using the grid as backup, and that's a little bit of a new model. To be able to power the facilities so that it's not as much of a strain on the local grid on a day-to-day basis.
Hey, Mayor, I want to get into one other thing with you. We know you got the big event today, but then you on Saturday, this sounds like some Broadway thing. Mayor Aaron E. Stewart presents Main Street USA, New Britain, Connecticut.
Okay.
What's that all about, Aaron?
So Main Street USA is our biggest festival of the year. It's an opportunity to highlight all of our everything that our community has to offer. It disappeared for about 20 years, but I brought it back when I became mayor because of the fond memories that I had attending Main Street USA as a kid.
Yeah.
So that is this Saturday, running all day from noon until fireworks at 9 p.m. at Walnut Hill Park, and we certainly hope you'll join us.
Is this where somebody once attempted the world's largest chicken dance?
It may have been.
No, the guy who runs the East Side. I think he tried to put something like this on.
It would not surprise me, because Nick Augustino and East Side Restaurant always does it pretty big.
It doesn't sound like the mayor participated in it.
Well, you could. Nope. You could do it, couldn't you? You could do the electric slide. You could do the Macarena. That's all old stuff anyway, right?
It is. We do the cha-cha slide nowadays.
The what?
One, the cha-cha two, slide.
Cha-cha-cha.
Oh, cha-cha slide.
Yeah, not cha-cha.
No, I just think. Mayor, always a pleasure to talk to you. Looks like the weather's working out for you today, so have a great day and good luck on Saturday, and we always appreciate you being on. We're still waiting for you to come in and join us for an hour.
That'd be nice.
I will. Thank you guys for having me. Have a good one.
Thanks, Mayor. And Mark, thank you for coming in, and it sounds like a great day for your company and the city of New Britain.
Yeah, and the world in general.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. One last, I would like to thank all of the public sector groups, including the mayor, the governor, DCD, and DEEP. All of those
good
agencies really worked with us over the course of a number of years to make this happen.
All right. We'll probably get together on your first anniversary or your next expansion.
That sounds great.
One or the other.
That sounds great.
Or both. We don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.